Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you very well. Can you hear us all right?
You're very, very quiet, but I'll just keep talking.
Okay, sounds good. I'll try and yell down the microphone for you.
Okay, sounds good. Today I'm reviewing Things I Learned at Art School by Megan Dunn. This
cool.
is published by Penguin Books. And this is a collection of short and punchy essays, mostly set in Auckland. And there's four categories. There's the beginning, the middle, the more middle, and the end. And so Megan Dunn grew up as an only child, a redhead with a single mum, going to Catholic school and living in a granny flat above her uncle and aunt's rest home. And she has this incredible recall for details of an 80s childhood that lends to so many cultural touchstones that are brimming with nostalgia. Smurfs, Elf, Strawberry Shortcake, My Little Ponies, Ronnie Corbett, Sarah Ferguson, Tiffany, Daryl Hannah, and there is actually quite a lot of Daryl Hannah in this book and a lot of mermaids, it seems. But
cool.
It's such an amazing beginning to this book. And then we've also got, as the title suggests, going to art school. So this is the time of Damien Hirst, Tracy Emin, and international art. But we've got this 90s era of Elam Art School with sort of that pre-internet digital media appropriation, artist-run spaces, creepy curators and grotty openings. And as an art school graduate, the ode to art school technicians spoke to me deeply.
Nice.
Then, I'm still just talking because I can't hear anything.
You sound great. You sound really good.
School,
this sounds fabulous.
Working on Karangahape Road and brothel bars. She's self-aware. She's sharp, hilarious, respectful as she writes about the characters on Karangahape Road.
Oh, fantastic.
And the amazing, oh, there you go.
Oh,
the
can
amazing
you hear me now?
Yes, you're wonderful. I feel much better now. She is so wonderful. She speaks about the women that she worked with and the characters that would visit these brothels. They're just snappy as essays. They're so witty, and she's this assured voice all of her own. She's playful, but she's serious. She has this wild sense of humour with this deadpan.
That's awesome.
Dry delivery. And to me, no one writes like her. So the bite-sized essays are infectious. And I felt like I did when I read her 2017 book, Tinderbox, her novel. I just want to read more.
I have been quite looking forward to this book as well, also being an art school grad and seeing quite a few people talking about it online. Is it the kind of book that translates for people who maybe haven't had that sort of experience as well? Is it something you can read without having necessarily had to experience that world to enjoy it?
Well, quite a lot of the book is actually about her upbringing with her mum, which, and the art school surprisingly isn't as big as you would think it was with that title. I think especially being a student at any time, living in Auckland,
mm-hmm.
that 90s nostalgia and then the 80s childhood nostalgia, I think people would get a lot with it. I think one of the most important threads through this book is her relationship with her mum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at times there was this line that came out when she was a teenager. Her mum was giving her a ride somewhere and she just told her mum to she just wished her mum would stop existing. But then one of the final essays, Art in the Waiting Room, closes the book with bringing together her mum and her mother's death,
mm.
and also Megan's relationship with art as she spends time in hospital waiting rooms. It's really, really beautiful. So I think it's so clever,
yep.
of how it's all set out. But, you know, as you'll know, art school is a funny, kooky place, and there's some kooky characters, and
oh,
I think
yes.
anyone would, any insight into that crazy world, it will give anyone do anyone a world of good.
Sounds like a really lovely book. I think, you know, sometimes people can be put off by books of essays if you prefer to read something that has more of a traditional narrative structure, but it sounds like this has a strong through line that carries it in that sense.
That's right, and I listened to this really funny interview with her on RNZ where she talked about how, like, I'm tired, I work all day and I don't want to read long essays or, like, look at how many pages are left on my chapter. And that's what the kind of reader that she kept in mind when she wrote these essays.
Right, right.
And yeah, this is the bit where I'm supposed to tell you that we're having an upcoming event with Megan Dunn and Yvonne Todd at the shop on September 26th, where they talk about creating the cover, because Yvonne went to art school with her and they worked a lot together over that time. But we're not sure when that will be anymore, but keep an eye on our site and social media for updates, because I think it will be such a cool discussion.
Excellent. Well, we certainly will. And I presume we can order this book and pick it up at level 3?
Well, yes, so the book is nearish to Time Out. I believe it's in a courier's warehouse waiting for level 3, but you
nice.
can pre-order it. We're in a time of just waiting and being patient, and this is something that will be really worth waiting for.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Remind us of the name and the author again.
Things I Learned at Art School by Megan Dunn, published by Penguin Random House New Zealand, and it's $35.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Jenna. Have a lovely rest of your morning.
You too.
That was Loose Reads.